We are in the carpentry lab, and right now they are building their ticket booths.
At the Fort Hays Career Center, about a dozen students paint and hammer a set of wooden sheds. It's a project students complete each year, and it's what first caught the attention of Danny Wilson.
So when I came here and looked at the carpentry and I saw the juniors building their shed, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to do what they could do.
Danny is your average teen. She wears makeup, has long blonde hair, but there's something that sets her apart.
I have a favorite saw.
Danny picks up a heavy tool, something called a sawzaw.
It's really fun. It's just really fun to cut things with this.
Next week, Danny will graduate from the Fort Hays Career Center where she studied carpentry. Unlike most high schoolers, she already has a job offer on the table.
I want to make this my last job, like where I get to retire from it.
Her senior year, Danny was part of a new pilot program, an Earn to Learn apprenticeship, where she could study in school while getting paid to work in carpentry. Last month, her employer offered her a job on their construction team. Then, they asked her what she wanted.
I want to go to apprenticeship classes to become a master carpenter and go to college to get my construction management degree, and they said okay.
Not only will Danny make about $20 an hour, her company offers full tuition reimbursement for that four-year degree. If there are jobs like this for young women in the trade industry, why have only two girls enrolled in this program in the last 6 years?
If you would go into a middle school, 9 out of 10 are going to say they want to be an NBA star or NFL. So how do you take that and say, okay, but what? Let's have a plan B.
Peggy Cleary is the director of the Career Technical Education Program at Fort Hays. She spends a lot of time helping students pick a career while putting it in terms they'll understand.
So what do you have to do in order to drive a nice car?
She says students tend to pick a career based on the people who've influenced them in their lives, which might explain why so many young women in Columbus vocational schools study cosmetology or early childhood development. These are great careers, but their hourly wage averages around $11 an hour. Wages in the trade industry are almost double, with benefits and all without a college degree.
And giving the kids the hands up, not a handout, but a way to middle class.
The U.S. Department of Labor says women hold just 4% of construction jobs, and it's been that way for the last 40 years. But now the industry faces an aging workforce and a shortage of young, skilled workers to replace them.
Over the last 20 years, the trades have not been looked at as a noble profession.
Jim Negron is the vice president of Cornacocosing, the construction company that hired Danny Wilson. He says they want more candidates like her.
But what we are forced to do now is starting to look into the middle schools so that we could help promote our industry and hopefully attract more women into the trade.
Danny has become something of a spokesperson. She visits middle schools to talk to young girls about careers like hers. She lets them try on her hard hat and talks about what it's like working with mostly men. And it seems to be working. Next year, there are 5 new women signed up for the carpentry program. Esther Honig, WOSU News.